Comments today by the Archbishop of Canterbury about Islamic Sharia law have caused a huge controversy in Britain. Archbishop Rowan Williams is a spiritual leader of the world's 70 million Anglicans, including Episcopalians here in the U.S. He told the BBC that the introduction of some aspects of Sharia law in Britain is, in his words, unavoidable. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
How better to integrate Britain's 1.8 million Muslims has been a very sensitive issue in recent years. Now, Archbishop Rowan Williams has entered the debate with a suggestion that he believes could help reduce the alienation that some Muslims say they feel. Williams said while not supporting the penal code of Sharia law, the British legal system should consider the fact that many Muslims have as strong an allegiance to their faith as to their country.
An approach to law which simply said there's one law for everybody and that's all there is to be said, and anything else that commands your loyalty or your allegiance is completely irrelevant in the processes of the courts. I think that's a bit of a danger. That's why there's a place for finding what would be a constructive accommodation with some aspects of Muslim law.
Asked if the adoption of Sharia was necessary for community cohesion, Williams answered, "It seems unavoidable." But what the Archbishop called constructive accommodation with Sharia law has been heavily criticised on all sides of the political spectrum. Opposition Conservative Party MP Mark Pritchard said for constructive accommodation, read pseudo-theological appeasement.
I think the Archbishop of Canterbury should be showing leadership and expressing that this nation is built on Judeo-Christian values and that he wants to see those values protected, that heritage protected. There are many in this country that might view his remarks as woolly liberal-mindedness, weakness, rather than strength.
There are already what are sometimes known as religious courts in Britain. The Orthodox Jewish community uses its own system to resolve civil disputes, but the courts act more as an arbitration service. There are also already unofficial Muslim Sharia courts in Britain that rule on issues such as divorce and inheritance according to the Quran and Islamic teachings. Some Muslims would like those rulings to be accepted by British law. Government Home Office Minister Tony McNulty says there can be no parallel legal system.
Private agreements between individuals to resolve disputes is entirely acceptable, but if people are asking for the core base of our rule of law and UK legal framework to somehow be changed to accommodate Sharia law, I don't think that can or should happen.
Mohammed Shafiq from the Ramadan Foundation, which campaigns for better understanding between Muslims and non-Muslims, called Archbishop Williams' statement a bold move.
We're not asking for a change in British law. We're not asking for for Sharia law to take over British law. But if a husband and wife have a problem in relation to their marriage, they want Islamic guidance in relation to that, they should be free to do that, and that should be recognised by the British court.
Rowan Williams seems to be suggesting that some kind of concession to Muslims is better than their continuing alienation. However, such is the state of Muslim-non-Muslim relations in Britain right now that suggesting incorporation of any aspect of Sharia into British law has caused a huge outpouring of criticism on websites and in the headlines of tomorrow's newspapers. Most of them express shock that the leader of the National Church could even have suggested such a thing. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.